First up, no justice, no peace, no guns for police rally.
We stand on the land of the Wurundjeri people. Don't ever forget it. Our land, we come as people. We're not violent. We come to bring peace. Peace to this country. We haven't got the guns. Haven't got the military. We haven't got the force. We've got our land. And our land's been taken off us through force. When this mob first come here, they seen our land and our people. And what do? They try to wipe us out. Wipe us off the face of the planet. They took our names. They took our land. They took our language. Took our culture. Took our dignity. Took our respect. Took everything. Everything for what? So everyone here can live and breathe and wipe their mind. Well, how you all going, people? How you all going? You comfortable? You happy? When's enough's enough? When is enough enough? We need support. We need help. We need this country to turn towards us. We don't want no violence. We don't want to be incarcerated. We don't want our land poisoned. Our water polluted. Our kids taken. We don't want any of it. We want to live our lives just like our people have done for thousands of years. This community, every community, but this community that we're here today, what do they want? They don't want to be in threat. They want to be scared. They don't want trauma. They want to live peace in their own country. All they're asking is for the forces to lay down their weapons. Lay it down. I mean, we can't walk around with boomerangs. We can't walk around with spears. We can't walk around with any of that. I'm walking around with music sticks. If we walked around with any of that, we'd be thrown in jail. It's not fair. Not fair at all. It's good to see everyone here today. Here for a good cause. Your people on the right side. Your conscience is alive. But you got to, what you got to do, you got to tell your friends. You got to tell your neighbours. You got to tell everyone out there that enough's enough. You've got to start supporting the black folks of this country. My name is Jason Tamaru, multi-clan black fella, traditional. My country's yada yada. They tried to extinguish me in their courts, but I'm still here. I'm Jajarong. We're in Bendigo area. I'm Barap, Lagaya, Jabakob. My totems are alive. That's my law. There's no guns there. Just harmony. Follow the totem of the black fella. We'll show you the way. Thanks for listening.
Next up, we've got Lucy from Solidarity. Gives a bit of background on the intervention. It's been 15 years of the intervention in the Northern Territory, and people have been suffering under these oppressive laws for too long. So come fill us in.
Thanks, Izzy. I would like to acknowledge that we are on Wurundjeri land and that this resistance and the fight against colonisation, for self-determination, against genocide, has been going on for so long, and we stand in the footsteps of leaders past and present. Let's do a chant. Disarm the police. Black Lives Matter. Disarm the police. Black Lives Matter. Disarm the police. Black Lives Matter. Disarm the police.
Black Lives Matter.
Disarm the police. Black Lives Matter. Okay. Thank you. I want to start by saying thank you so much to the organisers today and to the community leaders in Yuendumu who called this rally, who called this National Day of Action in response to the Rolf not guilty verdict. What a terrible blow that was. It wasn't so long ago that all of us were on the streets. I remember it was a Wednesday afternoon, I'm pretty sure, and there were thousands and thousands and thousands of us, you know, who heard the call from Yuendumu, who heard what had happened to Kumanjai in Yuendumu, and who came out and drew the connections, you know, what was happening in the US, what was happening all around the world with black lives being denigrated by the police, dying at the hands of the police. Nowhere in the world was there more of a need for a Black Lives Matter movement than here in Australia, and certainly in the Northern Territory. This country is crying out for it. And so many people came onto the streets to say, he is guilty. He is guilty. Charge Zachary Rolf. And the fact that he was charged, you know, it was kind of unbelievable and unprecedented that a police officer in the Northern Territory at the 15-year mark of the Northern Territory intervention was actually charged for murder. You know, that was a victory of the people on the streets. That was our victory that we got that far. But you know, as leaders in Yuendumu have said, there is no victories, there's no justice for Aboriginal people in this country through the court system. It is a stacked game. There was not a single Aboriginal person, you know, on that jury. Shame. Shame. And more than that, the whole trial was set up in such a way, the whole media was set up in such a way as to denigrate and victim blame and find every reason possible to say that that militarized man, that guy who had just come off duty in Afghanistan, who was raring at the bit to go and go into the wild west of the Northern Territory, you know, without any regulations, without anyone watching over his back, who had even kind of refused to adhere to dealing with the police liaison in Yuendumu when he showed up there. He was so ready for a brutal, brutal fight. He was red for it. And to not convict him was such a blow. It was such a blow. Shame. So, you know, the fact that those leaders, that the Yuendumu community have come out of that massive blow, they came out the very instant that the verdict came down and they said, we will not stop fighting. What we need is a ceasefire. The fact that they called that and that they called for these national days of action and more revival of the Black Lives Matter movement is so important, and it's so good to see so many people out here, and that Joe and that Izzy, you know, came to the fore and actually, you know, took up responsibility and held this rally here in Melbourne. So thank you so much to those leaders. I was actually with Joe, we were just talking then, we were involved in the anti-intervention campaign about a decade ago here in Melbourne. 15 years ago, the Howard government rolled tanks and rolled out the military, but it also rolled out a severe political attack. It was a severe economic attack. It was a profound legal attack on Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory. The compulsory acquisition of community houses, income management, they were the first people to be put on basics cards. The prescribed areas where communities were, you know, given these insulting and humiliating signs at the front of the community that said no alcohol, no porn. The Racial Discrimination Act was suspended in order to roll this out. Endless shameful policies that Howard had been kind of concocting and growing towards. It was the end, it was the final point of these many, many attacks that he had been working on of against self-determination and against the victories of the 60s and 70s that had been really majorly won, or at least concessions were won in the Northern Territory. Those, you know, the fact that there was some level of community control, there was some expectation that people would run their lives for themselves. You know, that jobs, community jobs, funding for community jobs, each and every element of those self-determination principles was attacked at the very foundations. Thousands of jobs were cut. Thousands and thousands of community development and employment program jobs cut in an instant. And, you know, the consequences of it were there for everybody to see. Extraordinarily high rates of suicide, malnutrition, child removals gone through the roof in the Northern Territory. The writing was on the wall when Labor came into power, when Rudd, you know, came in, and they said, yeah, we're going to continue these policies. We're going to keep them up. It's for their own good. The victim blaming continued for another 10 years with stronger futures. It has been devastating. You know, and when we hear about the bullets that went into the guns, they are absolutely, those bullets have to be stopped, but the loading of the gun has been the Northern Territory intervention. That punitive criminalisation of Aboriginality that was, you know, set in train in the Northern Territory and then ricocheted out all over the country, so that the idea of self-determination now is something that we reach back in our memories for. It's not something that, you know, has been able to come to fruition in the serious way that it needs to for Black Lives to Matter. So, you know, in order to stop the killings, in order to stop the police brutality, in order to disarm the police both in terms of their actual guns, but also in terms of their legislation, in terms of the political capital that they are rolling around with in the Northern Territory and around the country, that's what we need to attack. That's what we need to win back. We have an opportunity now because, to some extent, the intervention has collapsed in on itself, and Labor has finally said that they are not going to continue with the intervention, and that's our victory, not theirs. That's our victory. So they have committed to ending any compulsory income management, but we need to make sure that they stick to their word on that, and we will have to hold them to it. Because a few days before the election, Albanese was sort of signalling that they may be open to reinstituting it if some communities ask for it. So shame on that concept. Income management, basics cards of all varieties need to go once and for all. Wow. Labor has also signalled that they are going to end the porn and alcohol bans that were so humiliating, so devastating, so victim-blaming in the prescribed areas, and we need to make sure that that actually happens seriously. But, you know, the root of the problems of any sort of community dysfunction that exists, the root of the problem is the lack of resources, the lack of control, and the racism, the relentless racism. And that's what we need to fight positively for. Those community jobs need to come back. No more work for the dole. Community jobs need to come back. They need to be under community control. They need to be well resourced and actually funded properly. Community housing, not the few, you know, crumbs that were given, decent community housing so that people can live with dignity. And respectful healthcare. Every single hospital in this country is crying out for decent healthcare, but nowhere is it in such a crisis and such a disgusting racist crisis as the remote communities in the Northern Territory and Aboriginal health around the country. We need to fight for community-controlled healthcare and well-funded, very well-funded community healthcare. And that money needs to come from the cops, from the prisons, from the stacks and stacks of prisons that they have built around the country that they are filling with Aboriginal people. It needs to come from the bureaucracies that they have built around child removals. Bring that money back, give it to the community so that people can look after their own children with dignity and respect. Shame. Shame on these governments that have kept people down and continued the policies of protection from the 1920s. Bring back self-determination, disarm the police, and Black Lives Matter.
Bundway today. They're at the Alice Springs courthouse right now. They're looking at us, they're watching us. I'm sending photos through to them, they're sending photos back to us, and they just love it that we're here. And they're just saying, you know, we thank you, we love it that you're here, and keep going.
Okay, so I've got here the demands. So these are the demands coming out of Yindamu, and they're the most logical, most sound, most appropriate demands for this time right now that, you know, this whole country could follow. No guns in remote communities. NT police must be defunded at large. Only Walpuri governments and authority in their community. An end to all discriminatory powers and laws that were introduced with the NT intervention. A restoration of laws and structures and respect for local community control. Funding to be redirected from punitive agencies to the community control services. Kids on country and not in custody. We need a black media watch to stop racism in the media reporting on our First Nations people. Defamatory content about Kumanjay Walker must be immediately withdrawn from publication. Power Media and elders need to approve any media visits to Yindamu, and any media reporting must be accountable by coming back to our community. Number 11, journalists need to work using cultural safety framework, local protocols and trauma-informed processes. They must listen and act upon the cultural guidance of the community. Number 12, we want cultural safe mental health support for community members with trauma and PTSD. This support must be for the longer term and address the shared and individual PTSD of the community. Number 13, end the racism in the NT courts. 14, a retrial of Zachary Rolfe in Alice Springs. 15, an independent investigation. And the last one, 16, we want Rolfe to face our customary law at Yindamu. Oh. So deadly, deadly demands there. Let's support them to make that happen. You know, thanks everybody for coming down. Unless there's anyone else that wants to speak, we'll put on one last song, have a dance, and then do whatever you got to do to keep this campaign going into the future. And disarm the police. Thank you.